A new, mostly Irish CD begins with a voice that's known more for papal protest than tenderness.
This is to mother you, to comfort you.
But Sinead O'Connor's maternal instincts fit well with the collection's title, A Woman's Heart, A Decade On. It's the second follow-up to one of Ireland's best-selling albums, and like the original, it features songs by Eleanor McAvoy, Maura O'Connell, Sharon Shannon, and Mary Black.
This, I suppose, after 10 years, introduces fresh young blood as well as some of the old people like myself.
Singer Mary Black produced all three collections of A Woman's Heart. Along with the young folks, she's included some familiar Americans in this latest release.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore, the melodious songs of the blessed.
Dolly Parton from the great Irish home of Sevierville, Tennessee, with Alton. Tell me about Alton, because they sound on this cut as if they've been playing bluegrass in Appalachia for 20 years.
They come from Donegal, very, very Irish traditional band, beautiful singing and playing. Why I felt this track was particularly interesting for this album was the fact that obviously Dolly had a version of a song that she grew up with, and Mairéadh Ní Mhuine, she plays fiddle, she straight away could see the similarities and possibly even recognise that it was at one time the same song that came from Ireland. And they married the two ideas and showed how music can travel with its emigrants and change and develop, but still can be recognisably the same.
You have the Corrs and the Chieftains. Jim Corr and his impossibly beautiful sisters.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it? It's cruel.
I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love.
Kind of the Irish version of the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, a bit of that. Well, they've gone more into, I suppose, mainstream. When they started out, it had that contemporary side, but there was a lot of traditional influences there as well.
I know my love is an errant rover. I know he'll wander the wild world over. In dear old Ireland, he'll no longer tarry. An American girl he's sure to marry. And still she cried, I love him the best. And a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cried, boys are few.
This is from an album that Paddy Maloney and the Chieftains did with duets all the way through.
Yes.
He's going to record with Ravi Shankar one day, I know it.
No better man than Paddy Maloney.
You have a song called Bless the Road.
Remember when we walked in hills of heather, singing, weaving mystical rings.
You're bidding farewell. Where are they going, and what have they just done that they're leaving you?
You can put on it whatever interpretation you like, my dear. I know Steve Cooney, who's a very dear friend of mine, he's actually Australian and has lived in Ireland for 23 years now, I think. He wrote it about, I suppose, a relationship that broke down. I mean, he was desperately hurt about it, but he has this real generosity of spirit. I don't think I could have been quite so generous in my bidding farewell to the person who's just broken your heart, you know.
Send me a dream from way beyond. I promise I shall heal. Oh, beautiful, beloved soul companion, thank you for those beautiful years.
When I was recording it, I couldn't get the thought of my father and him dying out of my head. Another friend of mine whose child was very sick gravely ill, it helped her to let go if the death was coming, to just sort of be generous and help them to get through it by thinking that something better is going to happen, whatever is in the next life.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Alison Krauss does Down to the River to Pray from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's an odd one now. We kind of wanted for this album to sort of spread the wings a little bit. The fact that it was a cappella, and I mean, I think if there was a tour, a Woman's Heart tour in the future, she would be perfect for it. And I would love to sing with her. So that was another reason why I said, well, I might get the chance to sing with Alison someday. Let's put it on. And it's just a lovely way to finish the album.
Well, it's not quite finished. You have the hidden track, which couldn't have been hidden terribly well if I found it, where you and Emmy Lou Harris were doing A Woman's Heart.
Yeah. I was wondering, should that be on the album, you know? It was obviously on the first one. But we thought, well, maybe people would like to hear this version, you know?
My heart is low. My heart is so low. As only a woman's heart can be. As only a woman. As only a woman. As only a woman's heart can know.
Emmy Lou Harris singing with Mary Black, producer of the new CD, A Woman's Heart, A Decade On. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
My heart is so low, as old.